Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes your way, we're looking at Pesachim 106, different opinions concerning what it is involved in tasting a quantity of wine that blemishes it. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi was particular about using wine from a blemished pitcher, a pitcher from which someone already drank some of the wine for Kiddush Havdalah or Birchas Hamazon. The notes point out not only when one drinks from a cup is the remaining wine disqualified, but even when one drinks from a pitcher, this disqualification ensues and the remaining wine should not be used for Kiddush, etc., even if poured first into a fresh cup. Rav Idi Bar Shisha was particular only about using wine from a blemished cup, meaning the notes point out a cup can be blemished by drinking from it. Something as large as a pitcher, however, does not become blemished in this way. Should be noted that when wine in a cup has been drunk from need not remain permanently blemished. If one pours new wine into the cup, he restores it to the previous condition of suitability, as Or HaChaim points out. And Mar Bar Rav Ashi was particular even about using wine from a blemished barrel. Rashbam asserts in the notes that this refers only to small barrels. As for large wooden wine barrels, even Mar Bar Rav Ashi agrees this one does not disqualify them for use in connection with Kiddush, simply by drinking something from that. Pointed out by Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Beis Yosef, Or HaChaim, Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah. The point being, when we do our mitzvos, especially mitzvos for Shabbos, it should be done in a pristine way. It should be done in an elegant way. It should be done in a beautiful way. Don't use a tarnished cup, a dirty cup, a blemished cup to make Kiddush, to be involved in mitzvos. And that goes for all of our mitzvos in general. And when we do mitzvos, we shouldn't do it in a blemished way, in a tarnished way. We should do it in a pristine way, happy to do the mitzvah, excited to do the mitzvah, and joyful to do the mitzvah. Don't be involved in mitzvos in a blemished way, and don't do mitzvos in your mind in a blemished way. Don't grunt, or don't be aggravated or upset or angry to do the mitzvah. Be happy to do the mitzvah. And when you do the mitzvah, make sure it's in a pristine way, with a beautiful cup for Shabbos, with a beautiful challah board, not dirty, for Shabbos, a beautiful tefillin case that's not mucked up with mud, with a tallis that's not stained or dirty from years of use. Every aspect of every mitzvah should be done in a beautiful, pristine way, just as the Gemara talks about what could tarnish and blemish a Kiddush cup. So too, in general, is what could blemish and tarnish a mitzvah? Make sure the mitzvah itself is not tarnished or blemished, and make sure when you're doing the mitzvah, your mindset is pristine, happy, and joyous, and not tarnished or tarnished or blemished in any which way. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 107 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.